name is Lisa Anderson, and this evening I'm sharing some about the Lutheran Volunteer Corps, which I experienced a one-year commitment with, 84 to 85. Right? Yeah. So long ago. I would like to give a brief overview of LVC, as I'll be referring to it most often. That's the Lutheran Volunteer Corps. And explain some about how it works. Of course, use some of my own community and work experience with that. And I certainly would welcome any interjections or questions, but I'd also especially welcome them after I share some of the basics about the program and a bit about the application process, in case any of you might be interested or you might know anyone who is. To set the scene, so to speak, I don't know if any of you are familiar with Luther Place Church in Washington, D.C., 14th and N Streets, a hub of high crime, prostitution haven, and a lot of destitute people amidst a lot of richness and government powers, a real juxtaposition. Out of Luther Place Church, which became very much aware of this juxtaposition and the rich meeting the poor and the needs in the immediate area, a young woman, Denise Snyder, now Denise Snyder McElfish, she's been married about a couple years, helped start the Lutheran Volunteer Corps, which brought several people anxious to pursue a one-year commitment of direct work experience in helping poor and oppressed people, in working with social justice concerned agencies, into Washington, D.C., living in community houses and being sponsored and supported by Luther Place Church. LVC has since grown. This is, I think, the seventh year of its operation. And during my year, last year, there were three community houses in Washington, D.C., where the LVC headquarters are, but also two community houses in Baltimore, Maryland. I was in Wilmington, Delaware. There was a community in Jersey City, New Jersey. It was the first year there was a community in Chicago. And this current program year is the first year there's a community in Milwaukee. They're expanding, and in expanding, hope to gain, of course, all the more nationwide recognition and church support. The goal being, on a national level, say with the merge of the Lutheran synods, hopefully in time there would be a part of their budget directed towards the Lutheran Volunteer Corps. My own interest in work with the Corps stemmed from, especially during my junior and senior years of college, looking into the Peace Corps as a possibility, although I struggle with that, in as much as the name it has in some areas, some of the philosophies about it in ways, and it's being politically unsafe, needless to say, in some areas. And that it was a two-year program abroad made a difference for me. I was looking more specifically for a one-year commitment in the United States. And so VISTA interested me, but VISTA pretty much phased out. So I was looking to other programs which would offer the same type of experience. And I learned of the Lutheran Volunteer Corps, and an offshoot of that, I don't know if any of you are familiar with the Phillips Neighborhood Lutheran Volunteers in South Minneapolis. Tom Holt, who started and directed that for a while, was, I believe, in the first group of LVCers out in Washington, D.C. So that became an offshoot in the Minneapolis area. from the Lutheran Volunteer Corps. The LVC program has three main emphases, and I think I knew for myself, having been at Holden before, and for any of us here, we really feel those. Work with social justice issues and work with an agency directly concerned with social justice issues, and a commitment to Christian community, and exploring, I like to use the word exploring, a simplified lifestyle. In the LVC program, there could be a lot of debate, just as there could be here, what is a simplified lifestyle? And it can vary from person to person as far as how they perceive that expression, what terms they might apply a simplified lifestyle to themselves and their own experience. With the LVC communities in general, I could say it had to do with economics and increasing an awareness of what we have or use and its effects on others. And I think that awareness level is very high here, for example. You don't have to be a diehard vegetarian to be an LVC, but a vegetarian diet was rather common. I didn't expect that going into the program, but I was open to and accepting that, as was my community. That's a simple example which deals with both the economics and awareness issues as far as foodstuffs. LVC placements range from, like my placement was a work in an emergency shelter for women and children, and there was a lot of shelter work, direct work like that, or soup kitchen type work, to some nursing or teaching positions, community organizing, work in court systems, after school and tutorial programs, work with elderly or mentally retarded persons. One of my housemates, for example, worked in a home for pregnant women or pregnant girls. Two of the placements in Chicago were with the Nuclear Freeze campaign. I'm not familiar right now with what any of the placements are specifically in Milwaukee, but there's really a variety. And in as much as any one person brings their own unique talents and skills and interests into the program, in some cases, they might be able to, in effect, come up with an agency for that person to work with, especially in a new placement city, as the LVC headquarters seeks out agencies to make these placement contacts with. And the agencies, in becoming participants in LVC, need to, besides the nature of their work, social justice issues, need to verify that economically or financially they couldn't afford a full-time staff person otherwise. And so, because an LVC participant receives well below poverty level pay, you know, it's good for the agency, and it's the type of experience LVC is pursuing. In as much as that commitment to the simplified lifestyle, for example, and in many ways relating to the persons you're working with. I could say I received well below poverty level pay, and that was a willingness and commitment I made in the beginning. And there was certainly no room to complain considering people I worked with. In my own community, for example, as I mentioned, I was in a shelter for women and children. The one guy in my house, I was in a community of five, worked in a shelter for families through the Salvation Army. And one gal, as I mentioned, in a home for pregnant women, and the other two gals were in after-school tutorial recreation programs. Wilmington, I don't know if any of you have ever been there, is a city of about, let's say, 80 to 100,000. I was never just sure. And it was definitely a large, big city compared to where I was coming from. But out east, it was a small city. So it always felt rather comfortable in ways. Coming back home to Wilmington after getting up to New York City, which was a couple hours one way, or down to DC a couple hours another way, Baltimore a jog away, and Philly the opposite direction. was always real nice. I enjoyed our location and saw a lot of advantages to that. During the program year, which runs from late August to mid-August of the next year, the larger LVC community would pull together for three retreats, one in early fall, one in the winter, and one in late spring. And I especially enjoyed those because our fall and spring retreats were at the beach and being oceanside off-season, when you could walk along stretches at a time and not see or hear anybody else, be it alone or with someone or a group, was really great. And our winter retreat was at a retreat center in the woods. And we all pulled, many of us who could, pulled together late July for a final get-together at Harper's Ferry, camping out, and that was fun too. The Chicago group couldn't join us, but they got together with some Mennonite volunteer corps workers in Chicago, and now I'm sure would be getting together with the Milwaukee group. And at these retreats, it was certainly a time for rest and relaxation, a break away from very challenging and in many ways intense work. Not that the work didn't have its lighter and high points too. A lot of sharing about each other's experiences and pulling in, say, a guest pastor or a speaker, and having some lectures and discussions on issues that dealt with the work we were doing. Do you have any questions at this point? I could say a bit about that much, just kind of an overview, about the financial end of the program. The Lutheran Volunteer Corps is not funded from any specific synod, although it does receive some helps from LCA, if I'm not mistaken, because of Luther Place Church connections, and it's stemming out of there. Very much from other churches, especially in the area, and the DC area, and Placement Cities areas, and a lot of donations, and Luther Place Church itself, as far as, say, staff salaries and recruiting expenses and those types of things, public relations or advertising. But the volunteers are paid directly from the agencies they work for, and so in effect the agency supports, you know, their own volunteer, and collectively the volunteers are able to maintain the household. During my program year, the bottom line was everyone received $285 a month, and out of that, $200 went toward
pay. I'll figure we're on.
So I was just talking about the pay, and the stipend is $285 a month, and for each volunteer, $200 of that is put back into, say, the house account, or however each community house handles their finances, but towards rent and utilities and food for the house and any other house expenditures. And so the bottom line, personally, is an $85 a month personal expenses allowance. So that's basically what you make. And for myself, and this has to do with simplified lifestyle, I suppose, or it could, I found that quite manageable, except I put some pressure on myself because I knew when I was going out east for a year that there was one trip home I'd like to make, and it wasn't going to be for Christmas, it was going to be for my sister's high school graduation. And so I was actually trying to save some out of my stipend allowance towards that, because I was being stubborn about wanting to manage on that money and not drawing from any other resources, you know, or any personal savings, you know. So that pressed me a bit, as did my phone bills and my Mountain Dew. So if I really wanted to save,
which would have been hard to do in the long run, but I could have done better, but I managed all right. For some who apparently had other financial channels to fall back on, you know, they managed a lot of other things and some traveling business that I just didn't see for myself or want to pursue. Anyway, it could also make a difference on the placement city, how that holds out, because in Wilmington, we found and made a lot of our own entertainment, in effect, or we'd each kick in $5 and cruise in the car we shared to another placement city where there might be a special house party or event or something going on that LVC was especially supporting in general. And my community kind of got a reputation in that if something was happening, the Wilmington gang would be there. June, we just started just a minute ago. We wanted to wait for you. So. Okay. Yeah. And that's another example, transportation. In Washington, D.C., for example, they have a great metro system. You've got your subways and buses all over the place. In Wilmington, it was rather like they rolled up the sidewalks and streets at 6 p.m. And there was basically no public transportation after 6. And my housemates and I did not make a lot of connection before moving out east, but the one gal from Indiana came out with a big light green colored Ford LTD, Fern the Ford, we called her, and she is a cruising machine. So that helped a lot. And in our house expenses, for example, we made insurance adjustments so we'd each be able to use the car, not only as a group, but driving individually. We keep it to a minimum and kick in our own gas money, of course, for personal use, but it could be a real good thing. For example, I took Fern and cruised down to Washington, D.C. to use a few of my vacation days as a break on my own, really at my leisure, and that was a real good thing too. Or my house hauled down to the beach during off-season time at one point for our own house retreat, and a few LVCers from Baltimore joined us, and that was real good too, very positive thing. So expenses certainly can vary. What's your entertainment? What are my priorities there? I saw maybe this many movies, ate out maybe that many times, or with my community once or twice, a few other social outings, but you know, not much on my own as I might have in a different financial position. I enjoy going to plays, and I took in a lot of community and semi-pro theater events, but like I would go and usher and be able to see the show for free, and maybe one or two of my housemates would go along and do that. Or occasionally, because we were each working with nonprofit organizations, say the House for Pregnant Women would be allowed from a community theater group 10 tickets. And if clients or residents from that house weren't really interested in going, the director of that agency told Annie, who worked there, that she and her community were welcome to use them, and we did. And so that's what I mean by find or make our own. Some church activities, a variety show, Fastnacht, with a church we were going to, was another real fun thing and an outlet. And anyway, I just picked up with payment and how that broke down just quickly. $285 a month, and $200 of that goes back into a house account, or in effect towards rent and utilities, food and other house expenses. So the bottom line for each volunteer is $85 a month for personal expenses. I was just describing a few examples of how that could or could not be more manageable personally, or maybe depending on what city you're in. Although, when it comes to work placements, the agency is to cover transportation to and from work, for example. So one of my housemates would get a supply of bus tokens periodically as she needed them, things like that. I walked all the time, so that was really, didn't matter for me, for example. But I did have the use of a car through my workplace, which was good because I was doing shift work at the shelter and I wasn't about to walk home at night or walk to work at night through the neighborhood I had to go. So that was real good. I'd like to say a bit about the support network we had. For each placement city, out of the LVC office, which includes a director and two assistant directors, one of those persons was matched up with a couple communities or a placement city. And so we had a direct contact person out of the LVC office. There's also, for the LVC program in Washington, D.C., a steering committee and a board of directors from Luther Place Church, which works with the program and especially works closely with the hiring of that LVC office staff and any direct concerns from the program at large. Then in each placement city, there's a support committee. In my situation, we did not feel or see a lot of action and support, and that was something that we were trying to bring out, especially towards the end of the year. And to be honest, I was learning of names and seeing faces that I didn't know that's where they were coming from. So that was a goal, hopefully, for this year, that they'd have a more active committee. In each host or placement city, there would be available. This kind of depended on the city and the communities, the number of communities, but having a supporting congregation, one church in particular that, you know, helped with the housing setup and the welcoming and orientation to the city and in effect welcoming the volunteers into their church family, could be a real good thing. Not all the placement cities or communities anyway had that. In Wilmington we did. And it had its pros and cons, and I'm not sure what the status of that is at this time. They were questioning whether or not to require that, in effect, to have for sure a supporting congregation for each group, or wondering how limited our participation might be, or what the expectations might be, because you certainly wouldn't necessarily have everyone wanting to go to a Lutheran church, you know. And also in Wilmington, though there was one group of LVCers, there was a second church that was becoming more and more interested in supporting a group and actually wanting to bring a second volunteer group into the city. And that almost became a debate with the program and between churches, and so there are pros and cons to all of that. And I'm wondering how it's going this year. Another thing that was of choice for placement cities and communities was having a host family through the church. Our community chose to do that, or rather the host or supporting congregation we had made that available to us, and we were receptive to that idea. So we were each matched up, however they did it, with a host family. And that was I think I experienced the most interaction with my host family out of my community, and so I can speak for myself in that it was a good and fun base of sorts into a nuclear family setting, aside from my own community and with others mostly my age. And indeed, a refreshing, fun type of thing, and an outlet in ways. So I really enjoyed that experience. My group was the second year of LVC in Wilmington. So as an example, the first year, one of the gals is getting married in July to the son of her host family. So you know, they really made a match there. I couldn't help but wonder if there was a lady in the congregation going, don't you think Katie and Eric, I shouldn't talk like that, but But anyway, that was a real good thing. So those are some examples of the support network that I experienced, my community experienced, and how LVC is set up. And indeed, with the friends you make and the other organizations that my community and I became involved with, we'd pick up a lot of others. As far as other involvements in, say, extracurricular activities, I had a hard time managing much of that because of my crazy work schedule, just totally crazy, and the working every other weekend and having a hard time finding, being able to find a consistency with other involvements. I was very interested in, like I interviewed for work as a Child Protective Services case aide, but that would need time and consistency that I couldn't necessarily give, and availability that I couldn't necessarily give, in as much as getting out to places, not having a vehicle to call my own or be able to just pick up and go anytime. Volunteer work in a shelter specifically for abused children interested me very much. But then again, in that type of setting, they especially want someone who can for sure be there even one day a week regularly, and I couldn't promise that. Or work, volunteer work in a hospital, in a pediatrics ward, which included a training program, classes, and a uniform expense, and I just couldn't manage all that, and I found it frustrating. A few connections I did make were with Pachamenteras, a local Peace Works group, and doing some activities through that organization and getting involved with the march on D.C., and that was a new and different experience for me and a good one. Helping organize a walkathon through the Wilmington United Neighborhoods group, which is a community organizing group for renovating low-income housing, working on programs to help elderly persons with medical supplies and things like that, and a lot of activities for children, and I really enjoyed that. And indeed, getting to things in the area that were directly Ethiopia concerns or world hunger concerns and different social justice issues and topics that struck my personal interest and indeed tied in with the work I was doing. Advocacy for low-income housing and like meeting with senator aide or speaking in local churches, I did that, about my work in particular. In fact, my housemates and I did a Lenten series at a local Lutheran church. The five of us each took a Wednesday night and talked about our own workplace, our work situation, and that community. That church was very supportive of the LVC program in the area and wanted to know what types of volunteer helps or financial helps or other support services that they could offer. So there was really a whole lot happening, you know, as available and what I could manage personally. And that all tied in with support, too. I might say a note about after LVC. I mean, I can wonder about after Holden, but after LVC, a lot of Lutheran Volunteer Corps workers stay on in their placement city and are hired into their agency as a full-time staff person, salaried staff person. Some stay on with the LVC program another year, and so continue a community setting. That might change to a different house in a city, or it might change to a different city. The guy from my community is in Jersey City this year, working in a shelter again, but he chose to. They used to call them LVC flunkies, but some took offense to that. So, oh, and to get a raise, $15 a raise, you get $100 a month. And they said that, like the LVC director said, think about it. If you jump from $85 a month to $100 a month, that's probably the greatest pay raise percentage you'll ever in your life receive. And some who stay on in the city because they've had a good experience or stay out east anyway might pull together with a few former LV Sears or other friends in another community setting. By the way, my community was a great example of Midwesterners' take to the East Coast. We had North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, Iowa, and Indiana. Most of the LVCers were from the Midwest. Several of the LVCers were St. Olaf graduates. So Iowa gets grief here. We gave St. Olaf people grief there. And I took the brunt of some of it because I'm a half-breed. I was at St. Olaf my first 2 years of college. Most of the LVCers came right out of college. There's a minimum of, I think it's 20 or 21 years old. If not a college graduate, at least so old. No upper age limit. Although most came right out of school. And I was one of the older ones. The guy in my community was 35. You wouldn't necessarily guess it, but he comes from a lot of interesting experiences in South Dakota and has found a niche of sorts with LVC for these couple years, and then he's hoping to move into the PNLV, that Phillips Neighborhood Program, in Minneapolis next year. And he's especially interested in working there with Indian resettlement. I'm not sure what I should call it. Refugees and Indians up there.
Just because you mentioned age, do you find any older volunteers at all, or are they almost entirely recent college?
Almost entirely recent college graduates during my year. I can't say for sure about years previous to that.
Past two,
yeah.
That one guy was 35, though.
I could say a bit about the setup, in as much as Chicago was just getting started and they had it a little rough in the beginning. But in effect, the five of us came together in Wilmington to an apartment that was completely furnished with mostly donations and was very nice setup and all right there. So it was a rather secure feeling to start with that I was going out to a totally new place, but that excites me. To live with four other people I'd never met, but that excited me. And have the house there, and things were furnished, and the job to go to, and, it's quite a built-in system in a lot of ways. And of course, the community, that's a whole nother phase, the built-in support group, the friendships, and the dynamics about it that were good and bad, there's positive and negative about every experience. But overall, we meshed real well, and I had a very good experience community-wise, a challenging but good experience work-wise, and a real good year in general. And the application process, I was going to mention a bit. John received an application being interested in LVC that he hasn't worked on yet, so as far as just being interested in seeing the application, it's rather lengthy, and it can intimidate people at first, I think. But when you get into it, I like a note that was made about it in some information, to use it, being encouraged to use the application form itself as a tool, because it asks some rather insightful questions that I hadn't necessarily thought of. What urban experiences that I had? What attitudes would I bring to an urban setting and working with inner city people, how much exposure had I had to working or interaction with black people? And I worked with mostly black people and Hispanics and some whites. And that was different for me. I'm not seeing it here. Wasn't seeing it when I was back home. It's a whole lot of new and different exposure for me that I wasn't uncomfortable with in a lot of ways, although sometimes I felt very Caucasian. But in my own work situation, I didn't feel uncomfortable with working with blacks, for example. There was maybe one young woman, and in the end, she was told to leave the shelter. But she had a place to go, and then you were frustrated because why was she there anyway? Might not have been the best place to go, but she thanked the director for telling her to leave. Anyway, she gave me Blondie and crap like that I hadn't been hearing. And for whatever reasons, I felt like I struck her as too white right off the bat. But, you know, and who am I, you might think, to be coming from a middle-class family and go to a nice liberal arts college and go out east with a lot of these ideal, maybe, incentives or thoughts about the type of work I was going to do. Not that I was feeling all those things so strongly, but that's the impression anyone might have, you know. I was coming off of work with the Head Start program, if you're familiar with that, work with low-income children, preschool children from low-income families and handicapped children, and very social services oriented, and enjoyed it thoroughly, but wanted and needed a change, and really had one, a different place, that type of work experience that I was looking for, like I said at the beginning, and I'm really glad I pursued it. I haven't shared much about my own workplace. If that interests you, or maybe you want to catch me some other time or have any questions about it. But as far as the Lutheran Volunteer Corps in general, I hope I've given an overview of the program. Do you have any questions at this point?
The year doesn't overlap, so that you meet the previous year's.
No, I was going to mention that. I didn't meet Sandy. I heard about someone from Holden going to come out, but I was gone before she was out.
Is that purposeful, that they don't want you to meet her?
Oh, no.
Is their staff a chance to get a break?
Yeah, there's about a two-week lapse there, but they hardly get a break because they're gearing up for that intensive first week of orientation. But of course, with, like I mentioned, so many LVCers staying out there, I'm sure they'll meet up with a lot of them. Just as far as after LVC again, Alex, I mentioned, stayed with LVC another year but is in Jersey City. The gal from Indiana cruised home in Fern the Ford and is working in Columbus, Ohio now with outreach programs through a church there. And one of my housemates moved into one of the assistant director positions for LVC, so she's in Washington, D.C. with a two-year commitment, and the other gal is in Nagoya, Japan with a one-year commitment teaching English and with the option to renew. So our community dispersed more than some others did, but in fact, my community, I didn't even suggest this, but they're just sure that we should have a fifth year reunion, and it should be at the Cafe Deluxe in Decorah, Iowa. I never even suggested it, although Alex made a point of getting there. And they also talked about wanting to get to Holden, and I shared a lot about Holden Village. Others in the program had been here before on staff or had visited. Denise was out here, I think last summer sometime. And I knew one guy anyway coming into the program from the Holden before, so there've been a lot of connections that way in personnel. But that goes right back to the beginning, like I said, the emphasis of the program and how there are a lot of parallels. I remember describing those, so to speak, when I applied to come out to Holden. I thought it'd be especially good timing in some personal ways and some practical ways, but in as much as coming off that LVC year, it's, you know, it continues a lot with all those emphases.
I know that LVC is expanding as far as moving into new communities and new cities. Do they also continue to expand within, for instance, the place where you were at? Will the new volunteers move into those same projects, or do they find other, are there often new organizations that have requested
them? Okay, thanks, that's a good question. LVC does try to, again, fill the agency positions that they've already acquired because they feel an obligation there. But in as much as some agencies might not be able to take on an LVC or another year, it wouldn't necessarily continue. For the most part, it has. In Wilmington,
it was rather interesting, but also frustrating and sad that only three of the five placements were filled for this current year. The first year there were four placements. The year I was there, they had added one, and now this year there were just three. And then I've since learned that one gal pulled out of the program. I'm not just sure why. You know, that happens too. It's not like anything's written in concrete. It's happened that for some personal reasons, it just doesn't jive, and a person will pull out of the program. Or maybe, like, there was a married couple in the community in Jersey City, and there were some problems from the home end, some family problems, and they had to leave. But they certainly hope they can fulfill the obligations to the agencies they have. Wilmington also tried to acquire a couple new agencies, but overall the number of applicants for this current year was down somewhat, and they weren't able to fill, like I said, two of the placements that were already there, and they could hardly take on two more. So that Wilmington's like a challenge site for next year, for example. They're hoping to fill those placements and do better, have more. Although my own workplace might not have one again, or maybe they just would have a 1 or 2 year lapse. They interviewed about 8 people for the work I did, but none of them took it. Partly, they figure a big thing was the schedule. It was so crazy. But,
how sad.
Well, I was one of 4 full-time persons doing shift work, but there was no set rotation to it. For whatever reasons, it was very difficult to do. So I might literally, within a few days, work every other shift. Go in at 7 in the morning to 3 in the afternoon, go home. Go back in at 11 at night to 7 in the morning, go home. Go back at 3 that afternoon to 11 at night. It could be very draining off and on. And even spending a night in the shelter, it's kind of like babysitting. I never wanted to sleep, you know. Mm-hmm. There's a bed in the office for the person on duty at night, but at best I might get about 3 or 4 hours rest total. You can pick any number of reasons. Just feeling that responsibility, an apprehension of a fire alarm or a burglary alarm. We were above a soup kitchen and underneath another shelter area for just women. Medical emergencies, sick kids, sick mothers, scooping up a baby whose mother is just oblivious to the wailing, staying up with to be a shoulder and an ear for an upset mother. It just really varied, you know. So that was part of it for myself. I just didn't rest well in the shelter. So that, it could really turn me and my system upside down. On the other hand, Alex, one of my housemates, went in, it was 8 to 4 every day, just like that. Weekends off, no problem. I was doing every other weekend, and that wasn't easy to manage. That was with the help of 2 part-time persons. So anyway, I had a crazy schedule, and that's why a lot of other outside involvements were difficult. So for me, it was very much my work and my community and some time and interest for myself.
So that means that you as an applicant, you make the final decision if you go to work at this particular project.
But another thing about making the final decision could be whether or not you get out to interview, which I did not. I learned about the program, say, late June, and decided to follow through with the application, say, early July. And after a couple phone interviews, one with the director of LVC and one with the director of the agency I worked for, knew I'd be going out late July, in effect a month ahead of time. Whereas like someone applying right now, say by the end of March is good because they're starting to feel out numbers of applicants, interests of applicants, some possible placement prospects, etc. And many were able to get out and interview in person, maybe a few placement possibilities in different cities even. I was not, but what happened was, and it seemed meant to be, mm-hmm. when I talked with the director of the program and expressed a few of my interests, she said something like, yeah, might have just struck it right on, because one of the openings they still had was the shelter for women and children. A big interest of mine is working with abused and neglected children, and although this shelter was not specifically just for such clients, we had people, indeed a lot of cases coming from directly from abusive situations or from other shelters specifically for them. So there was a lot of good experience, I mean in general, with the shelter, Rick.